Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
All right, we are here with Ann Miller. She is with the Home Educators Association of Virginia. And so, Ann, could you tell us a little bit about what HEAV is, what they do, how you support the homeschool community in our area?
Yes, HEAV is a statewide homeschool association. We've been around since 1983. And our mission really is to equip and encourage homeschool parents from preschool through college. We're homeschoolers ourselves. I'm the president and the executive director of HEAV, and my husband and I decided to homeschool in 1980. So we have been around a long time, probably before some of your listeners were even born. The people at HEAV are generally experienced homeschoolers. Some are still homeschooling, some are retired, and they want to continue to help new homeschool families or families that are struggling. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we do provide as an organization is accurate information. You know, if you've been on the internet for more than 3 seconds, you know sometimes it's very hard to find accurate information.
Absolutely.
And especially when you're dealing with the ins and outs of the homeschool law. So we provide that accurate information on the law, on testing, on evaluations, on how to homeschool, mm-hmm. and on all the options that are available. We also love to help families connect to their communities locally as well as online. And the other thing that we do that's so important is we protect homeschool freedom. And homeschooling wasn't always legal in Virginia, which sometimes people don't realize, like, what? You couldn't homeschool? You were threatened with jail time? Yes. True story. We weren't threatened with jail time, but we were afraid in the 80s, for sure. Our children did not go out and play, but in the day, during school hours. But today, everyone knows someone who's homeschooled. Actually, every parent has homeschooled through COVID.
That's true.
Whether they liked it or not.
Had no choice.
They have no choice, right? And a lot of those parents have continued to teach their children at home. And we have seen the first year of COVID, there was a 48% growth in homeschooling from before COVID. Mm-hmm. And this last school year, it still was 40%. So homeschooling in Virginia has grown by 40%.
Wow.
And a lot of that is because parents have seen the benefits of homeschooling. You know, the time with their children, they discovered why they were struggling. They are able to give individualized instruction. Their kids are happier, more relaxed. They can have fun. They can go on field trips whenever they want. You know, they're not on the computer all day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those parents have continue to homeschool. And we're here to support them. We also equip, encourage support group leaders and co-op leaders so that they can run the groups, the local groups well, and serve the families in their community. So, and we offer all kinds of resources. We've been in the trenches. we know what we needed, and we get lots of feedback. So we just love to serve homeschool families. I've been with HEAV since 1989, and I can honestly say that I still wake up every morning excited to serve homeschool families. We ended up having 8 children, and 6 boys and 2 girls, and we homeschooled them all the way through to college. And now they're all married with children of their own that they're homeschooling, and I guess that's the proof of the pudding there in the eating.
Yes.
They're teaching their own children at home, and I am about to have my 25th grandchild.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm so excited. Our children we have 5 engineers. We have a daughter with an MBA who's going on for another MBA in special needs learning with a math specialty. We have entrepreneurs. Our kids have done well, and they love the Lord and they love each other. And that's one of the benefits of homeschooling, that you learn how to be a family. And it's certainly messy, but when your children are with you, you know, the Lord is growing us at the same time He's growing our children. And it's the hardest thing I think I've ever done in my life to homeschool my children, but I would do it all over again. It's so good for the children and relationships with us and relationships with each other.
Amen.
And the Lord.
Now, you had mentioned that there is a wealth of resources. So I want to focus on the parent who's considering, hasn't taken the leap into homeschooling yet. What resources are available to help them decide whether this is the direction they want to go?
Well, one of the great resources that's available to Virginia families is our website. Our website is packed with information. And when we have questions that come in that we haven't heard before, and that still happens, we usually write a blog post. So if you search for your question, you'll most likely come upon the answer.
Oh.
We also have an office in Richmond, and we have 10 or 12 trained phone counselors who are experienced homeschool parents who have been trained in the law and all the information you need to know about testing. And you can call our office for free and ask away, ask for questions. We also have a great homeschooling in Virginia, it's a Homeschooling in Virginia Facebook group that has 19,000 people, and it's very active, and that is a great place to go and ask your questions, even just to read the posts and see the information that the group has supplied to each other. There's so much wisdom and experience, and lots of new families, lots of experienced families, highly engaged group. It's a great place to dip your toe in and just kind of lurk and read posts and gather information. But our website has a lot. HAV offers a lot of resources, everything for pre-K through high school on to college. One of the greatest resources that we have is coming up very soon in June 9th through 11th, is our annual convention. Now, we haven't had this annual convention because of COVID for since 2019. So we're very excited to be back in person this year. And some of the resources that will be there, not only do we have the top homeschool speakers in the country, we also have incredible resources for families who are just starting or who already are on the journey. Some of the great things that we offer are free, entire convention registration for free to parents of preschoolers. If your child has not yet reached the age of five, if your oldest hasn't reached the age of five, you can come to the whole convention for free.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's a great deal. And that way, you know, you're already thinking about the education of your child and mm-hmm. what do you want to do, and you're making those decisions. You can just come and just listen to speakers, go look at all the resources in the exhibit hall, join us in the meetups, and we're going to have a wonderful mom's night with Rachel Carmen from Apologia. You can just come and enjoy the whole thing. And the other thing that we have for people who are just beginning, on Thursday, June 9th, we have a day of free How to Begin sessions. And also, when the How to Begin sessions are over and the grand opening of the exhibit hall happens, you can go in and shop for free and explore the exhibit hall and all the resources that are there for free on Thursday if you've signed up for the How to Begins. And that's also a great deal. And if you like what you see, then you come to the whole convention. And if you already have enough and it's, you know, you're at your saturation level, mm-hmm. it's a great place to start. And it will answer most of your questions. The other thing that we've done this year is we have added for the Hispanic families who are wanting to homeschool. It's one of the fastest growing segments in homeschooling. We are doing the How to Begin series in Spanish. And we will also be doing tours of the convention center and the convention in English and Spanish. So if that appeals to anyone in your listening audience, or you know someone who is thinking about homeschooling and either English is not their first language or English is their first language, but they want to learn how to bring their cultural heritage into their homeschool, mm-hmm. it's a perfect opportunity. We have found in the new homeschooling community, because we've grown by 40%, there are over 60,000 homeschool children in Virginia. We have found from our, that we've done some focus groups and we've done some polls, 72% say that they either have a struggling learner or a child with special needs. And so at the convention this year, as part of the registration for the convention, we are doing a full day special needs conference on Thursday. It's incredible. And all the information is on our website, heav.org. We're going to be covering everything from ADHD to autism spectrum disorders, how to take curriculum and make it work for your child. And that's the beauty of homeschooling, because you can adapt the materials and your pace and to your child. And I know I had struggling learners. I had kids with ADHD and a dyslexic son. I had another son who didn't read anything until he was almost 10. I was actually just talking to that son this last week about him not reading anything till he was 10, and what a difference it made in his life that we could go at his own pace. And now he's a PhD engineer who's helped co-found a multi-billion dollar company.
Wow.
So he's on his second one. So, but that was a boy who didn't read until he was 10.
Mm-hmm.
But because of individualized instruction and being able to adapt to what his needs were, he was able to thrive in homeschooling. And if that resonates with your listeners, come to the convention. There is hope. That is one of the reasons so many families have decided to continue to homeschool, because they see the benefits for their kids and for their families.
I am.
Can you tell I'm excited?
I love it. I'm really excited for you. I am curious. There's probably a lot of overlap in terms of resources for parents who are considering versus parents who are already. But are there any, once you've actually kicked off the homeschool process, what are there any different resources specifically catering to families that are already in it, in the trenches, that would you know, appeal to them to visit the HEAV website, you know, just to get more information, more help?
Oh my word. Yes. One of the big questions that a lot of people have is, can I do high school at home? How in the world? I barely got through high school myself. How can I teach my child through high school? So we have a lot of resources on how to homeschool through high school. And actually on Thursday, we also have a whole track on how to homeschool through high school. It walks you all the way through everything from choosing their curriculum to writing their transcript to getting their diplomas. And high school actually is a wonderful time to homeschool, because you can help your child learn how they were created. They can follow their interests, because homeschooling gives our children a gift of time, because the actual homeschooling in the younger grades probably takes, from the very youngest grade, kindergarten, could take like an hour to an hour and a half, maybe, to high school, which could probably take maybe 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours a day. And then they have the rest of the day to pursue their interests, to volunteer, to be involved in their community, to build their projects. I know for my kids, it was very motivating. I told them, you have just once you finish your schoolwork, then you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want. And they had projects, and oh my word, there was so much going on. And it's a wonderful opportunity. They're also, you don't have to worry about them being bullied. There are lots of homeschool communities throughout Virginia, support groups, co-ops, microschools, pods, all kinds of things have popped up during COVID. I really do wonder if education is ever going to go back to what it was, because parents have gotten a taste of the freedom that home instruction can provide. And home instruction is a bit of a misnomer, because a lot of what we do as homeschoolers isn't even at home. Socialization, that's the next big question. What about socialization? And actually, too much socialization can be a problem. Sometimes you do have to stay home and do some work. But there are so many opportunities in sports and all kinds of competitions and groups and theater groups and robotics teams. It's endless. And then your local co-ops and support groups do all kinds of activities. There are father-daughter dances. There are proms, graduation ceremonies, square dances. Socialization is just not a problem.
I am curious. I would imagine that there was at one point maybe a time where colleges would view home education, home instruction as different than somebody who went through the public or private school system. Has that shifted? Like, are you seeing that there's been a big difference in how colleges view home instruction on applications?
Oh my word. Yes. Colleges love homeschoolers. I had the assistant dean tell me she thought, in engineering, because we have so many engineers, she thought that homeschooling was one of the best things for the engineering world that could happen. Our children, when they're homeschooled, they're not burned out on learning. We want our children to become lifelong learners, and because the world is their classroom, they can do things that are interesting to them. And when they get to college, they are excited to learn. I have heard stories from probably hundreds of parents through the years, and I've had my own experiences. Teachers, the professors, they love homeschool students because they're interested in learning. They're usually polite and well-mannered, and they think for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they're motivated, and colleges love homeschoolers. They have special scholarships. We have a college and career fair at the convention, and the colleges honestly are just lining up like, can we come? Can we come? We want to connect with the homeschool community. So it has changed because homeschoolers do learn outside the box. So how do you put that robot that they built on a transcript? What does that look like? And right. And actually, we do help parents navigate that to learn how to give credits for things that their children have done that are outside the box, because homeschooling is a lot about outside the box learning, experiential learning, which is really the best kind of learning there is. But colleges do recruit homeschoolers, mm-hmm. and it's just not a problem at all. And they are scrambling to get our students as dual enrolled. We just did our Leader Life conference where we equip and encourage the support group leaders and the co-op leaders and people starting new support groups and co-ops. And there were a couple of colleges there, and they were just sharing how so many homeschool kids are getting their associate's degree while they're still in high school. And that's a definite possibility. My kids graduated with tons of credits, college credits, when they finished high school. So they love homeschoolers, and they want to get them while they're still in high school to begin getting college credit.
Have you had any situations where you would say homeschooling may not be the best decision this particular situation? Or on the flip side, have you had families who have said, there's no way that I can homeschool because of X, but you've been able to work with them to find a way that homeschooling could work for them?
Yes. And so what I would say is that anyone who wants to homeschool can. There is almost always a way to make it work. We have many working parents. I was a working parent, and I still homeschooled. And actually, at the convention, we have several sessions for parents who are working, like, how do you navigate that? Now, having just come through COVID or almost through COVID, lots of people learned how to work and teach their kids at home, you know, to have their kids there. So you got a leg up on a lot of people who, before COVID, who were just trying to figure that out. I have a lot of friends who are nurses who can arrange their schedule so that they can still homeschool their children. If you want to homeschool, there's absolutely a way that we can help you think about it. You don't have to homeschool during school hours. You can homeschool when it's convenient for you. So some parents they share childcare, or they homeschool in the afternoons or the evenings or the weekends. Homeschooling gives you almost infinite flexibility. Mm-hmm. And if you want to homeschool, we sure would love to help you figure out a way to do it if you're not sure. And we have workshops about that at the convention as well, and information on our website.
And I would imagine through the community, you know, support groups and things that you mentioned, that there's probably other families in similar situations who can even share their experiences.
Oh, yes. And if you go to, there are Facebook groups for working homeschool parents. Mm-hmm. And I say parents because it's still traditionally the mom that does the homeschooling, but that is really changing, and it's a beautiful change to see so many dads getting involved in their kids' education. And sometimes the dads, more and more frequently, the dads are the ones who do the homeschooling, or they partner together and the dads teach some subjects and the mom does others. And you can do them at any time. You do not have to follow a school schedule. And if you have a child who's a struggling learner or who has special needs, there are many communities out there and many resources. SPED, S-P-E-D, is a wonderful resource online for parents with children who have special needs. And I'm not talking about just like, I'm talking about profound special needs, mm-hmm. as well as just struggling learners or, you know, delayed reading and things like that that are not as profound and can be remediated. But our theme for our convention this year is You Can Do It. And honestly, I'm going to tell you, you can't do it by yourself, because our verse that goes with that is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm. If you believe the Lord is calling you to homeschool, He will make a way. I have seen it over and over and over in my own life with 8 kids, homeschooling them, and I've seen it in thousands of other lives where the Lord meets us and He grows us and He grows our children and our family. And you know, the family is so foundational in our world, and it's increasingly under attack. And this homeschooling is a great way to renew or restore or develop relationships within your family. One of the things also at convention is we are offering vertical marriage this year on Thursday, because marriage is so important, and homeschooling is a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It's the hardest thing I think I've ever done in mm-hmm. my life, but so worth it. And I would do it all over again. I'd make some modifications here and there for sure. And every homeschool parent will make changes. But back to the marriage, a vertical marriage, it's going to be done by homeschool couples. And it's hysterical and funny, but very compelling. And because you want to have mom and dad on the same page as much as possible, not just for homeschooling, but in the family. And so the convention is a resource that covers every imaginable topic that's related to homeschooling and family life, parenting, how to homeschool if you're in the military. I mean, there's so much there. And I guess my enthusiasm right now is that it's coming up and it's only a once in a year happening. Mm-hmm. and it's a small price to pay for all the information and the encouragement and the equipping that you'll receive through the speakers, the connections that you'll make with other families that are there, and the resources. The Virginia Homeschool Convention is one of the largest conventions in the country. I think we're number two or number three in size, mm-hmm. In the country. So it's a gift to our families here in Virginia, and we have also, it can be overwhelming. I won't lie about that either, because there are so many resources. But if you go to our website, we've developed tracks to simplify things. The schedule will be going up early, so you'll be able to see all the sessions and map out a plan. We'll probably even be doing some Facebook Lives to talk about how to navigate convention, mm-hmm. because there is so much, and where do you begin? back to your question about, you know, what is it for all families? I don't think it's for all families, but again, it's for any family that wants to give it a try. And yes, you will make mistakes. I promise you will make mistakes. I can write a book about my mistakes. But there's a wonderful book by John Maxwell called Failing Forward. Mm-hmm. And which is biblical, honestly. The righteous man falls seven times and gets up, right?
Yeah.
You know, parenting, a lot of it is parenting. But so many people have gone before you. There are so many resources and so much help and community that you could do it. And that's our theme. You can do it. Because through, you know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and He will give us the strength. He will give us the insight into that child. You know the one I mean. I've had several of those children through my parenting years, but we grow through it too. I am such a better person, such a different person than I was, and I am much better for having homeschooled my children myself. And I think they're better human beings.
I don't think that I have any further questions, but I would absolutely love it if you could share just the website of HEAV and if there's a specific Facebook page that they can go to for listeners who really do want to connect, where should they go?
Yes. Our website is heav.org. It looks like heave. Mm-hmm. And then our office number is 804-278-9200. And we are open Monday through Friday from 10 till 4. You can call us anytime. We have phone counselors standing by who are experienced parents who know the ups and downs of homeschooling and the benefits and the great benefits. And they are there with listening ears and lots of experience and advice and training to help you through, to help you find the resources that you need, because the homeschool world is huge. And there are a lot of tried and true resources out there. You do not have to do it alone. And actually, I would say, don't do it alone. don't do it alone. And they can give you some quick steps. The other thing on our website, if you're just thinking about beginning, there's a free How to Begin bundle that kind of walks you through a lot of things that you need to think about and know about as you homeschool. I think it has MP3s in it and a sample schedule. And you can get that free. You can download that bundle free on our website. You know, during COVID and when everyone had to teach their children at home, and we saw an uptick in the number of pastors who were trying to figure out, what do I do with all these families? Not only because there was challenges even just coming to church, but now they have all these new homeschool families in their church who are continuing to homeschool. And we love to invite pastors. If you have a pastor who is interested in finding out more about homeschooling, he's a non-homeschooling pastor, we will invite them to come to convention for free. We'll have a special workshop for pastors to help them understand how they could develop a support group or a co-op right within their church. If they have a church school, they can use the resources that they already have in place. We would love to invite your pastor. You can invite them yourselves, but if you'd like us to invite them, just let us know, and we will be happy to send them an invitation. We invite 300 or 400 pastors to come to convention every year. And it's a great place for them to get a perspective on how homeschooling is really just biblical discipleship taken one step further. And so if you'd like us to invite your pastors, let us know, and we will be happy to give them a free pass to the convention.
Ann Miller with HEAV, thank you so much for your time and this wealth of information. I'm very excited that we can share this with our listeners.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Megan. I love your mission and your ministry to help people feel loved and accepted and connected.
And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, WPER.org. Have a great day.